Sam, you must be relieved in that heat to be able to have gotten through that match so quickly.
Yeah, it's look, regardless of the heat, it's nice to get through matches like that, that's for sure. And yeah, it was another really stinking hot day today, so I guess playing in the night, it's always going to be that the edge is kind of off it, but yeah, still all the same, really good to get through that one pretty quickly.
How did you feel out there this evening? Because obviously you look pretty comfortable and moving around freely. How was it for you on court?
I felt great. Yeah, really happy with the way that I played. You know, the first probably four games are obviously the tightest moment for the match. And, you know, she started out pretty well, but I felt like I was finding my range pretty well and felt good and was moving well. And once I kind of got that first break, then I felt like, okay, you're kind of on your way a little bit. And then obviously the longer it went on, the more comfortable I felt and was able to, yeah, dictate play with what I wanted to do. So, yeah, really, really pleasing from that aspect.
The crowd really getting behind you tonight?
It was a great crowd, yeah. It was lots of fun to play out there, and you definitely feel their support. So it's, yeah, when you're playing like that and the scoreboard sticking over the way you want it to, then obviously it makes it all the more enjoyable and they get behind you and, yeah, can't complain about anything.
23 winners to 5. It was really played on your terms, wasn't it?
Yeah, I definitely tried to dictate play right from the start. Probably that was, I mean, that's kind of always the way that I want to play, regardless of who I'm playing. But especially tonight, I felt like I was able to do that quite well. And right from the first game to the last, you know, wait for my opportunities if I needed to. As soon as I got it, I tried to step in and be aggressive. And if I was behind in the point, then just tried to rally it back and see, you know, if just hanging in there was enough. And thankfully, tonight it was.
Probably got the trainer out after first set, Sam, so you probably would have smelt blood in the water, but still you had to still win it. You couldn't let it slip away when you're playing an injured opponent.
So oh, sure. I mean, you could kind of tell that she wasn't moving so great and all that, but regardless of whether the trainer comes out, you don't want to take your foot off the pedal and... yeah, look, I played too many matches where you could things should start going wrong, where, you know, when opponents called trainers and maybe a little bit injured. So I just wanted to keep focused on what I wanted to do and kind of not let her have a foot in the door. I think if you can keep going and playing the way that you are and your opponent's not feeling so great, it's even easier to kind of keep going. Whereas if you give them that little bit of a sniff, you know, things can start to feel better and it can become a real tight one. So definitely regardless of what she was feeling, I didn't want to change anything that I was doing.
Ivanovic on Friday, your initial thoughts?
Oh, it's going to be a really tough match. I mean, Anna's been playing, you know, well last year. We played the last two tournaments of last year, I won one, she won one, a couple of three setters in there. So it's going to be a tough one. But look, I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy to be in the third round. I want to keep going. I'm really pleased with the way that I played tonight and hopefully I can keep building on what I just did to Friday's match and, yeah, really enjoy it out there and have fun.
Do you feel different to how you felt a week ago or even 2 weeks ago at the Hopman Cup through the Hobart International and to now? Because from an outsider's point of view, it seems like you've... been a progression just for the start of this year.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's the way you want it to be. As much as you want to be playing your best tennis at the Hopman Cup or in Hobart, it all kind of builds to this Grand Slam and you want to try and peak, as they say, at the right moment. And I don't know if I've peaked, but, you know, I think my tennis is getting better and it's moving in the right direction. So I think that preparation and all those matches that I was able to play in those two previous events have really helped me now play, you know, this well up until now. So, look, it's nice that it's worked out that way, but obviously I still feel like I can keep going and want to keep improving with the way that I am playing.
How much did those experiences in Hobart, not necessarily playing your best tennis, but getting through those tough matches, how much has it helped you this week?
Look, regardless of how you win or how good you play or how bad you play, it's always nice to win at the end of the day. So I think especially getting through that first one against Brengel, you know, was a huge confidence boost. Yeah, I didn't play my best tennis, but I got through it. I fought hard and did some things really well. And obviously there were some things that I still needed to improve. So you get through that first one, then you give yourself another chance. And kind of the same thing against Mladenovic. You get through that, you're down a couple of match points and you kind of... got another day to survive in the event. So I think all those tight matches and, you know, the hours on court and going through those tricky situations definitely help you in the future and maybe in the next match, maybe in a match in a month's time or at the end of the year, you don't know. But I think the more you can get through those, obviously it's really important then to having not won a match at Hopman Cup to then winning those couple in Hobart definitely did the confidence a bit of a boost.
Sam, Casey Delac was sitting there a couple of hours ago. She said that with tomorrow being 44 degrees, she fears conditions might get dangerous. What's your view on the heat?
Look, I kind of stayed away from the heat and tried to stay inside as much as I could today because I know how awful it must have been out there playing. I think, look, 41's pretty high. I think if it gets to 44, then that is certainly another step up. So I think players and everybody involved have to be really careful. You've got to do what you can to obviously go out there and play as best you can. But if it's not called off, then you've got to really, do the right things. It's not just for us, it's the fans, it's the Lions people, it's the ball kids, it's, everyone's suffering out there. So I think there's got to be, some common sense and, whatever looked at, because you don't want it to get dangerous and you don't want somebody getting hurt because of it.
What have you made of the success Australia's having this year?
Sorry?
What have you made of the success Australia's having this year? Matt Evans up a set now, and obviously the two young mm-hmm. girls through, and a few people already into the third round.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think we're having a really good week. I'm sure I can speak for all of us who are still going. We want to keep going and keep doing well. I watched a little bit of Kyrgios play on TV yesterday, a bit of Kokkinakis as well, and they were two great matches, and I'm sure those two guys are super excited playing their first, Aussie Open. So that's awesome for them, and Kay's still going. Look, we're having a great time, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.